Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, on our open line system, you can talk about anything. I know you're pissed off that the best volleyball players are leaving the state. I mean, come on, Nebraska, Michigan State can't keep them home. We see it in basketball all the time.
What are you
talking? You see, you weren't paying attention to Jeremy Otto's update.
Oh.
The Gatorade Player of the Year from, I believe it's Mercy High School, got her award today. And he said she's going to Nebraska. To Nebraska? Why can't they keep her home?
Oh,
like Darius Acuff. He goes to IMG from Cass Tech, and now he's going to Arkansas to play for a Cal.
Right.
Gee, I wonder why that is.
I was also confused, Rico, because sorry, Jeremy, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
See?
I mean, he's like, I was with listening volleyball player.
Like, right.
I assume we were listening to our updates.
I just hear Stoney yelling, Nebraska! And I'm like, oh, geez, what's happening here?
Anyway, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're discussing the Jared Goff chant. Rico's sick of it, and I understand it to a certain extent, but I believe that what the Jared Goff chant has become is just the motto, the so-called the sports anthem of Detroit right now and for the last year, and probably until his career, and if he leaves into a Super Bowl, maybe even forever. In the year 2057, when I'm and some of us are dead and buried, our grandkids will be chanting Jared Goff. Why? Because that's going to be the chant. And other things, if you'd like to discuss as well, and I'll bring this up now because we talked about it a little bit with TJ. James Franklin obviously is, 1-18 against teams that are in the AP top five. He has a horrific record. And he's not a really good coach. Terrific recruiter, maybe a good CEO of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think last night's loss should be on James Franklin. I think it should be on Drew Aller, and they had some misfortune as well. Guy slipping, a guy wide open for a touchdown. That tied the game. They had a really good defensive play, fumble, and unfortunately for Penn State, they didn't recover. James Franklin deserves tons of criticism over the years. I don't think last night was one of them. He went for it, and Aller had a bad pass. So to me, if he would have just been conservative and kept running the ball towards the end with 35 seconds left in the game, I think people would have destroyed him for talking. They would have called him a wussy with a P. And that doesn't work either. He would have been crucified for that.
No. See, for me, sometimes you got to look at what your team is, and you just got to understand it. He's got two running backs in Catron Allen and Nate Singleton. He's got Tyler Warren, mm-hmm. all-world tight end. In a tie game, yeah, I think he had, one timeout left.
Mm-hmm.
You started on the own 15-yard line. You run the ball, see how far. If you can get to the 50, okay, fine, you line up to kick a field goal. Your wide receivers did squat. They had zero catches, 0 yards. You have a team that's built for the college overtime. Start on a 25, two great running backs and a tight end. I would go with that. It's tied. If you can't get to, I would have kept running the ball, and if not, you take a knee and you go to overtime and take your chances. It's not like you got a difference maker, wide receiver, who deep threat. James, don't have your quarterback out there trying to throw a pass. Like, your first play of late in the game, your running back runs it, takes it to the 28. Okay, let's keep this thing going.
Well, I think it's up to the veteran quarterback to know when to throw into double coverage and when not to.
And he's no good either.
He made a horrible decision. I mean, they should have, I'll say this, they should have had safer pass routes because they got the ball on the second play to the 28-yard line. He needs 30 yards to kick a field goal. It would have been a long field goal.
It's like I said, certain teams, and I said this and David can attest to it, Michigan was a team, that offense, they're built for college overtime. If I miss, Sharon, get to overtime and I'll kill you every time. I'll go for two. I can do whatever because I got the weapons for that. Make them go 90 yards, can't do that. Make them go 25 yards, they can do it each and every time. That was Penn State. You had your shot. Because I think Notre Dame, because if I'm Penn State, no matter what, I'm going for two if I score. And I'm going to walk off with a victory. Now, if you go for two and you lose, man, I got no problem with that.
I get your point. I just felt it would have been, they could have completed one pass. And I thought the way the game went, it wasn't his fault that they lost. I thought it was more on the player lack of execution. All right, 248-539-9797. We got that. And we got the Jared Goff chant. Love it or hate it. Rico can't stand it. Rico wants it banned. Rick in Southfield, you're on 97, won the ticket. What's up, Rick?
Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick.
Gentlemen, so just two quick points on the Jared phenomenon, and I call it a phenomenon, and so here's the first one. It's sweeping the nation because across the board, people, whether you're a local Detroiter or nationally, the Lions have always been the butt of everybody's joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Jared, who's now representative, so I'm in agreement with you, Stoney, as the spirit of Detroit. We almost could put him right there down at the city county building, put his head on that. Because and in other places, wherever Detroiters go, it doesn't matter where they go, Florida, California, New York, Texas, it's wherever we are, that Jared Goff thing will break out. I wouldn't be surprised if it breaks out in our local grocery stores.
It has. People have called it and they've said it.
You know, so that is just that. And then so here's my second point. And now this one's a little deeper, so stay with me on this one.
Okay.
This one has more to do with the fact that some of us Lions fans are among the super intelligent who realize that the road to the Super Bowl has everything to do with the quarterback, and we had better motivate Jared Goff. He's had his lulls during the year. We are literally his personal motivator, like it or not. We are his Anthony Robbins, Les Brown, Brian Tracy. I'm telling you, we have to keep him motivated because if he goes down, we all go down. And we know that. Deeply, we actually know that. So that's my two cents. I just wanted to
Rick,
say
do
that.
You think
I love
we,
the work you guys do.
Rick, do you think we still have to motivate him?
No.
I think we've had some time this season, and because, you know, Jared is not a mobile quarterback. He's statuesque.
Yeah.
And at this stage, I think he's kind of past that curve. I think in his head now, in the beginning of the year, Jared was teeter-tottering, similar to what he did last year. Now, I think he stands on his own 2 feet, and now he realizes, even if I throw 5 interceptions, this destiny thing is going to happen.
So
I think Jared has bought into the reality is that.
Well, so
it's
Rick,
going to happen.
Rick, let me get this straight. So if everybody stopped doing the Jared Goff chant, which I do not endorse, you think it would affect his play if he didn't hear it anymore?
I think he's past it now. I think, you know what, 5 weeks ago, I do.
Okay.
I think at this stage, Jared has kind of transcended himself in a lot of ways, whether he likes it or not. And I think he's come to the point, especially that 5-interception game was the ultimate turning point. It was the most climactic point of Jared's career because he knows damn well, like anybody knows, that no NFL quarterback can throw 5 interceptions and still win. There's no way. Are you kidding me?
Well, the fifth one was like a Hail Mary anyway. But yeah.
It's going to happen.
But,
I think, and now he knows the supporting cast, you know, like you said, Gibbs has turned into the superstar. He's a superstar star now, and everybody's a major threat to all the things that could happen when it comes to running the ball. But Jared is the face. So the voice is Jared, because we know he can't get hurt. He has to be.
I just think
down to the last, the wire now. We only got a couple of games yet.
I think, thanks for the call, Rick. I just think it is the motto of Detroit sports. We've taken it to that level where no matter where you go, that's what you hear. And that's okay. 2485, at least I think it's okay. 248-539-9797. Let's say hello to Isaac. What's going on, Isaac?
What's going on, guys? So hey, I'm with Rico here. I'm really, really tired of it. You know, I've been going to the Lions games for 20 years, and you know, I've seen a lot of things, and this chant is just old. It was in last year's playoff run. It should stay there. It should have stayed there. You know, I was at Thanksgiving dinner before the Thanksgiving breakfast before the Thanksgiving game, and I'm hearing Jared Goff's chants. I'm trying to eat. You know, I'm not trying to listen to guys chant Jared Goff. I'm not trying to chant Jared Goff with my mouth full. You know, I'm tired of also just to add on to that, I'm tired of the Dan Skipper reporting thing. We already kicked the Cowboys' butts. It's said and done with, and, you know, I'm over it. And, you know, it reminds me a lot of the blue ski masks. It reminds me of, you know,
Isaac.
It reminds me of.
I'm so with you on the Dan Skipper reporting. It's
they cheer.
No, but it takes away from the whole trick play because you just let everybody know he's reported. I'm with you, Isaac.
Well, the referee is who lets everybody know.
He doesn't. Look, Jared Goff doesn't play wide receiver. He doesn't play running back. He doesn't play safety. He doesn't play offensive line. He doesn't play linebacker. He doesn't play point guard for the Pistons. He doesn't play goalie for the Red Wings. He's not the designated hitter for the Tigers. I'm sick of it, man. Let's just do a Let's Go Lions chant. I mean, I'm fine with that.
But you understand what I'm saying is it's generic now. It's become generic.
I do, but the city is not just a football team. There's other teams here, and they represent the city of Detroit as well.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Isaac. 248-539-9797. We'll be back with more of your phone calls on the Jared Goff chant, yay or nay. Coming up next, 97.1 The Ticket. By the way, if you were interested in betting the New Orleans Pelicans Philadelphia 76ers game, you might want to think again. Zion Williamson has been suspended one game for missing the flight. He was a little late.
He just got back playing. Just returned to the floor. I mean, you had to stop at the concession stand before you hit the plane? Come on, Zion. We can feed you on the plane, man.
248-539-9797. Let's say good afternoon. Drew! You're on the Valenti Show with Rico. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Stoney, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Drew?
I'm hanging in there. Rico, I'm right with you, buddy. Listen, it was cute, okay? It was a little bit of a tribute to the fact that we weren't really on his side when he first got here, okay? But now we have to act like we've been here before, okay? I appreciate the fact that we love this guy, but we only need to hear this chant three more times. One, after the game in the NFC Championship game. Two, after the game in the Super Bowl when he received his MVP award. And three, at the parade in Detroit. Okay? That's the only three appropriate times we should hear that chant again this season. Okay? Let's act like we've been here. We deserve to be here. And we're one of the group now. We're in the clan. We're in the group. Okay? Well, we're in the club.
Drew.
We belong here.
Drew, you stated the great comment. Act like you've been here before. We haven't!
Yes. So, we were last year. I mean, come on, we belong here.
Well, no, but I mean as far as like a Super Bowl favorite and that type of thing. And yeah, and by the way, like you said, they can chant Jared Goff when they put up the Super Bowl banner if they do that too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. At Ford Field.
Yeah,
sure. NFC right. title game. But don't yes.
you look? I look.
Grocery store? No.
I understand.
No more grocery stores. He's not there. He doesn't shop there, like you said earlier, Rico. He does not shop at your Kroger. Sorry.
Where is he? Is he a Plum Market guy? Is that what you're saying? Like Dan
he's
Campbell?
He's got people to do his grocery shopping.
I think he's kind of a regular.
I think he's got people.
Okay. I think he's kind of a regular guy.
If Jared Goff actually walked into the store, he would never make it out because he's too nice to say, no, I'm not going to take a selfie with you. No, I'm not going to sign an autograph. He went in there to pick up a bag of chips. 4 hours later, he's just walking out the store.
Oh, Dan Campbell, from what I understand, goes into supermarkets. And I mean, Dan Campbell's the one who could run for governor of the state more than Jared Goff.
Well, I don't know about that because I have a couple texts here that are wild of when the chant appeared.
Go ahead.
I was in line at Disney for a ride. There were three families in line wearing Lions gear, and we started a mini Jared Goff chant. Okay. I love it. Here's another one. Don't know if I believe it, but here's another one. I was at a funeral, and the Goff chant broke out. It is what it is. Go Lions. No, I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that. No. Someone else says, you're both right, but it's still annoying. Hashtag Team Rico. That is Derek in Clarkston.
It cheapens it. It does, because when he does something great, you win the NFC title game here in Detroit, let it ring out from the rafters. But this, every time, hey, you're a Lions fan? I'm a Lions fan. Jared, no.
Well, it's like saying, you know what it's become? It's become like if you see somebody wearing a Spartan thing, you say go green when you pass them in the airport. Or somebody says go blue when they see a Michigan. Or I have cousins who went to Penn State. They see somebody wearing, hey, we are, okay?
Okay.
But now you see a Lions guy and they'll go, Jared Goff.
No, but then you have to get everybody. Now, if it's just one, hey, go green, go white, go blue.
Treat it like a greeting. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Roll tie. There you go.
Jared Goff.
Candy season. Go dogs. Go dogs.
Jared and they're in your local grocery store, and they're going down aisle 7. See you. Have to say it loud enough for everyone in aisle 13 to hear you.
But
no
see,
way.
This is the equivalent of breaking out and singing the fight song. No, nobody wants to hear the fight song.
Well, especially the Lions fight song. Let's go to Alan. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
One of the great things about the Jared Goff chant is that it's an antagonization of Matthew Stafford. And I think any and all places that the Rams are playing or Matthew Stafford's playing, that this chant has legs for those situations outside of the football games. But
now, you know, Alan, here's the thing.
Tigers games or Pistons games, but, you know, when we're playing the Rams next week, that's the only thing I want to hear is Matthew Stafford. It's kudos to Holmes. It's kudos to Campbell. It's kudos to Ben Johnson. And it's F.U. Matthew and Kelly Stafford.
Okay, so Alan, so when Matthew Stafford, when the season's over and he comes down and he donates another playground with Mitch Albom's charity and all that stuff, you think people should be chanting Jared Goff to say F.U. Matthew Stafford?
I hold a harsher opinion than most. I don't think Matthew Stafford was that great for the Lions in the grand scheme of things. And I'm very happy with the quarterback, with the division-winning, back-to-back division-winning quarterback that we do have currently.
I think Jared Goff's been great. Matthew Stafford also has a ring. Just remember that. For now, hopefully.
Not with the Lions. Not with the Lions.
I know. I know. It was a win-win trade.
Where are we going with this? You want people to mock the man who's given to a charity? Stoney.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? We've lost control of this. I'm simply just saying, save it for when he does something. And if you're at SoFi, I'll even say, okay, great. You're at a Rams game and you want to do that. All right, that's cool. That's funny.
Yeah.
But I guess if you keep doing it like this, you're going to actually cheapen what it is. And it's just like, okay.
It's a motto for Detroit.
It's empowering to Detroit, but it doesn't mean every time you see a Lions fan, you got to do this.
That part I agree with.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want people to think, oh, he hates it. No, I don't. Time and place. A funeral? No.
When let me ask you these locations, there's two more. I'm a teacher. I'm not going to name the school. He did name the school. I'm not going to
name Cass Tech. Go ahead.
Today we had an assembly, and the students started chanting Jared Goff. It was pretty awesome. Middle school students are pumped about the Detroit football, KP in Ortonville. Then this one. I was at the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Concert ends, lights come on, and audible Jared Goff chant broke out. I'm sick of the chant.
At that point,
that Trans-Siberian Orchestra, there's no lyrics.
At that point, I'm just probably thinking, if I'm the musician, like, so what were they listening to? They really didn't care about this. They were just ready to scream, Jared.
Kids are going to do it, right?
Fine. I mean, you know why?
Middle school.
You want to know why? Because they see their parents
right.
do it.
You're exactly right.
Well, my parents
right.
just do it any and every place, so we can do it too.
My parents yelled Jared Goff at church.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. In Deuteronomy, Jared Goff.
Leviticus.
Right. You're trying to sing a song, and all of a sudden, it just and then here comes the chorus. Lord, lift me up. Nope, Jared Goff.
Julius. You're a 97 on the ticket.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Good.
Oh, you know, I got to say, I know maybe it's not as popular, but I love it. I just, having been a Lions fan for 45 years and just had my, you know, my fandom kicked, you know, my face put in the ground, made fun of anytime you wore a Lions jersey, you know, anything like that. And to have something is, I mean, maybe his name is not so much important as that people are doing it.
Right.
It warms my heart. I mean, it's like for every fan that's been left out of the playoffs, every fan that had to pick a second team from like Thanksgiving on to root for, every person that was picked on or picked last or didn't get picked at all, you know, we got a representation that's going to take us home. I'm so excited, and I hope it works out, or this will all suck.
it will suck. There's no doubt about it. All right.
Okay, wait. Stoney, you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, in pre-show meeting, that the Jets interview Mike Locksley.
Yeah.
And they came out with the graphics saying, we just interviewed Mike. If you want some entertainment tonight, read the comments. That's all I got to say. Just read the comments.
248-539-9797. We have the picks still ahead. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. You know, be careful out there. It is snowing. If you're on your way to Little Caesars Arena for the Red Wings, going for what? Their sixth in a row after Todd McClellan has been hired. Now, Rico told me, because we mentioned in the early part of the show, the Jets announcing that they completed an interview with Mike Locksley, and then they finally made it official with the picture and all that stuff. And he said to just check out some of the comments. Here's some of them. Why? And is the consulting firm vetting potential candidates compensated on the number of candidates? I'm a Maryland Terps fan, and I would rejoice if you made the hire. But what is it about his background as a head coach in college would lead you to believe that his next stop could be the NFL? This is a farce of an interview. Come on, Jets. We know what it is. The man resume is nowhere near head coach of an NFL team level.
I mean, now, Mike Locksley, Pep Hamilton. Seriously. This is the best you can do.
And they did interview Aaron Glenn.
I would be furious if I was a Jets fan. Mike Locke, this is waste of time. Because I guess I figure, and maybe it's just me, interview people who you actually think you could hire, not just to practice.
I know. Teams are required to have 2 in-person interviews with minority candidates before being allowed to be a hiring head coach. The teams have interviewed Glenn. Virtually doesn't satisfy the rule. The Jets have now interviewed Rivera and Locksley to meet the requirements and can hire a head coach.
And this is why if I'm Glenn, I'm pissed. Like, okay, do you really want me, or are you just trying to check a box? But it looks legitimate,
right?
Because you're asking me. And if I'm like if I'm Locksley or other, you know what? If you pay me $200,000, sure, I'll interview.
Well, is that why Aaron Glenn said no to the Patriots because of how they treated Mayo?
No, well, maybe. I think
the fact that they've already made their hire.
I think it's Vrabel. Kind of like, didn't somebody turn down the Lions at one point because they already knew Mariucci was getting the job? I remember years ago.
You know what? Who was that? It wasn't Mariucci. Remember it was, who had the plane? Remember, and the Lions flew him in?
Yes.
Who was that?
It was the Ken Whisenhunt.
Yeah, Ken Whisenhunt. And then they hired Jim Caldwell instead. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think so. And then people were like, oh, you're really going to rue the day. And Ken Whisenhunt stunk. And he went to Arizona, right? Yeah. And then, Jim Caldwell was a pretty good Lions coach.
Yes, he was.
Just didn't know the rules, but sure.
Wore two watches.
By the way, the one thing we were talking about, James Franklin, and I will give him... You know, I will say that he did screw one thing up. What the hell was... Jim Caldwell kind of refreshed my memory when he did the back and forth thing. Remember, that was his
back and forth
explanation.
Kind of thing.
Why would James Franklin have three guys back near the, in the middle of the field for the winning field goal by Notre Dame yesterday? Why would he have 11 guys up front? He thought they were going to fake it?
Yeah.
Come on. Now, that's something that you could rip James Franklin for.
Wait, like in the end? Yeah, or unless he missed the kick and you could return it like a kick six.
If it was blocked, yeah, but...
What I didn't understand yesterday is you guys watched the broadcast. Now, I know there's like 15 broadcasts, but what the hell was Greg McElroy talking about deep in that game? Remember, it was Notre Dame that had the ball, and they're trying to get in field goal range to end the game. He's like, I got to tell you, Sean, they don't want to score too quick. And Sean's like, they're not going to score a touchdown. They're looking for a last-second field goal. Did you hear this conversation?
Yeah, I do remember
that. And McElroy just kept trying to defend. Oh, I'm just telling you, you don't want to leave Penn State with 14 seconds to score a touchdown. I'm like, dude, they're not going to score a touchdown.
No, they're not. Because it was a great chess match where it's like, okay, I'm going to get you to burn all your timeouts. So James Franklin burnt his last timeout, so he couldn't even ice the kicker. So the kicker knew, once I went out there, you're done.
Right.
You got nothing left.
And it's weird.
And a kid named Jeter made a big kick.
Yeah. And the kick first looked like it was going right. It just suddenly, the Lord sent it between the goalposts.
That's why it's called Touchdown Jesus.
Is that what it is? I mean, Touchdown Jesus wasn't even there yesterday.
He's always there.
Okay, yes. I got you. I heard Riley Leonard's interview afterwards. He said Jesus was there.
I'm just, you know what? Just too easy. What do you got going on?
All right, so I got two things.
Right, David, understand. Is this way too easy?
We got 45 minutes of amazing talk radio before we get you to Wings and Blackhawks. And I got two things. Number one, I was on a Chicago radio station yesterday. Very late.
I saw that.
You
retweeted it or whatever.
Yeah. We were talking about Ben. They want Ben Johnson so bad. I didn't have the heart to tell him that Ben Johnson probably doesn't want them. But he asked me a question. The host asked me a question. Good dude. And it was about Lions fans. And I'm curious if I answered it correctly. So I want to give you my answer. And I'm curious if Lions fans agree with me. Also, with Texas playing tonight, I am so sick and tired of McConaughey. And that stupid outfit that he wears. I loved it that he wasn't at the last game. He was filming a movie. I get so annoyed by this guy. So I'm curious, who is the number one most annoying celebrity that follows these teams around? Like Will Ferrell's a USC guy. Doesn't annoy me that much.
But he goes to different games. Like I saw Will Ferrell was at the Michigan-Oregon game. Or Michigan-Texas game for some reason.
Bill Murray, big-time Cubs fan. Yeah. He's funny. You can be annoyed by him.
Well, you can be like a lot of probably NFL people said, oh, they're going to show Eminem again?
There you go. I'm curious. Who is?
Or you can just chant Jared Goff.
Why does that bug you so much?
Why does McConaughey bug you so much?
That's a great response by you.
All right, Rico.